I'd like to invite you now to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Psalms. We're going to be reading in particular Psalm 17 this evening, which is on page 543 of the Good News Bible. It has the title, The Prayer of an Innocent Person. But let me explain if you're not regularly here with us on a Sunday evening, or remind you if you are, why we are here. It's our normal habit in Partick Trinity to go through a series in a book of the Bible, and we're going through a series in the book of Psalms at the moment. The only problem is that we're doing it in our Sunday evening communion services on the first Sunday in the month. So I think we started this one in April or May or something, and it's now October. So if some of it has slipped from your mind in the intervening 6 months, then I am prepared to forgive you for that. But what we're doing is looking at this group of Psalms from 15 through to 24, that seemed to me and to others to make up a distinct worship section within the book of Psalms itself. Now, in Hebrew poetry, very often the climax of either an individual passage or a group of passages, the climax comes right in the middle. So where in English we would very often put the punchline at the end of a joke or a song or a story, very often in Hebrew it's the center of what is being spoken about, with what comes before and after being important by way of introduction and setting the context and drawing attention to the central bit of the passage as the bit that really matters and really makes a difference. So it's a bit like climbing a mountain, if you like that sort of thing. You sweat your way up the hill in the morning, but you have your picnic lunch in the summit, and that's the highlight of the day. But it's not the end of the day. You still have to make your way back down to the car park before you can finish and go home. But it's having been on the summit, which is the climax or the purpose. You went to climb the hill, and that is when you were there. And that's what's going on in this group of Psalms from 15 to 24, and the center of the group is the one in the middle, Psalm 19, which has, if you know the psalm, its focus, first of all, in verses 1 to 6 on God's perfect creation. Everything in creation does what it's told. In particular, the sun comes out in the morning and moves across the sky and goes down at night exactly in the way that God ordered it. The sun obeys God's orders, the S-U-N, that is.